So everybody loves Raymond. That is a, I'm not ashamed to say that's a staple in our home. That clip was actually taken from season two, which we own, back when you actually bought things instead of doing Netflix on everything. And so, you know, being a dad isn't easy. And so you've got Ray there. And the backstory is, you know, he says, Deborah calls him at work, and he says, oh, I'm working late. And she goes up there to bring him dinner to be very nice. And he's having pizza and having a great time. And so one thing leads to another, and now he's working from home. And that was the result of his very first day from working from home. And I know in looking at that that at times Jennifer can relate to Deborah, and at times certainly I know I act like Raymond. But the bottom line is being a dad isn't easy. And, you know, even when you're paying attention to the kids, it's a tough thing to do. So we're going to continue today with our conversation about God as our daddy in a little bit more intimate way. So join me in prayer. Father God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to come and speak. Thank you for your word. I just ask that over the next few minutes that I do my best to open up a little bit of a gem from your word, and that that everybody might hear what's important to them and take from here what you want them to have. In your son's holy and powerful name we pray, amen. So last week I started talking about this intimate side of God as our daddy, and I touched on two points, and I really didn't highlight it in a slide or anything, but I talked about how God was not just the creator, but God was the creator of me. He personally created me. And the second thing that I talked about was God as more than just the provider that God provides to me. And so I'm going to build on that today and do two additional points. I'm going to talk about God as my protector, not just the protector of everybody, and also as God as my encourager. So, you know, when you talk about protection, I think that protection is one of the most natural instincts that we have as a parent. That comes very naturally. You know, when I was a single man, my idea of protection was not getting pulled over by the police, right? Not putting myself in bad positions, which I didn't always do a good job of. And my idea of protection was very selfish. But the instant I got married and got a family, my definition of protection completely changed. And I go from just worrying about protecting myself, and I'm willing to put myself in the line to protect those that I love. And so I think that that's a very natural emotion to do. I didn't realize until I had kids that dangers literally lurk around every corner, right? I don't think you understand how dangerous a house can be until you have a toddler, you know, because all of a sudden everything can happen. I think that we've all experienced this. You've got your child has reached to get something underneath the table, and they go to stand up, and they haven't backed up enough to clear the corner of that table, and so you throw your hand in the way of the corner, and you're protecting them. You can see that danger coming, or you're in the kitchen cooking, and out of the corner of the eye, you can see that little hand reaching for the pot on the handle, the handle on the pot of boiling water. True story, outside barbecuing, and my young little brother sees a piece of red candy. That red candy, unfortunately, is directly underneath the exhaust vent on the charcoal barbecue, and he goes to pick up what is a red hot coal. Those kinds of things happen. We move into a house that's got a wonderful glass-fronted gas fireplace, and Lucas is just enthralled by the flames, and he wants to touch that. And so, you know, danger is everywhere, and I realize that as I get older. As my kids get older, the protection doesn't change. It just gets more intense. Being the father of two teenage girls, you can imagine my protection meter is pegged on red. Things like dropping them off at the mall and letting them get out of the car and not going with them test that protection. Dropping them off at a hotel. I'll explain that one. So So you know, we get a invitation for a birthday party for one of my anonymous children, and it is a sweet 16 birthday, which is perfectly normal, and bring a swimsuit and a towel, which is perfectly normal. And where am I taking my kid? Embassy Suites. Now, I don't know what you guys, what a hotel party meant to you in high school, but I can guarantee you the hotel parties I went to in high school didn't have parents dropping their kids off. And so Jennifer had to sit through and listen to my concerns about taking my child to this party. And we came to an agreement and we did that, and I can't confirm or deny whether or not there's a security guard at Embassy Suite that's $100 richer. But as they get older, And mine haven't even started driving yet. I can't imagine the emotions that go along with the first time that you hand them the keys or the first time that they move out of your house. Protection is very real and very natural. So let's take a look and see what God says about protecting us, his most precious creation. Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Did you see those two statements? I am with you, I will help you. God is your protection. Psalm 121, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand, and the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and coming in from this time forth and forevermore." There's so many correlations to me as a father to this psalm. I literally stand between the sun and my children to protect them from that sunlight. I put my hand up and shade their eyes. And here the Lord is talking about those very things. Bad news for curfew kids, right? You're going to move out. So the Lord says that he's going to keep your going out and your coming in from this time and forevermore. So remember that in college. He's watching. God is protecting us. John 10:28-30. "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness to about me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. And I and the Father are one." You see, I'm able to look at my daddy as the protector of Israel in the book of Isaiah. I'm able to see God, my daddy, as the protector of David in Psalms. And finally, from the mouth of Jesus, I hear that my God, my daddy, protects his sheep. And I take that personally. I hear his words spoken directly to me through this book, through these men, Isaiah, David, John. They're all telling me that my God protects me. He loves me. I am his child, and just like I would do anything in my power to protect my kids, God, whose power is just a little bit more, has been and will continue to protect me as his precious child. Now, encouragement is, again, something that comes very natural to me. I am a card-carrying optimist. I am an encourager. I enjoy the act of encouragement. And so many of us, as parents here, have gone through these wonderful acts of encouragement. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Come on, you can do it. All you have to do is let go of the side of the pool. I am right here. Just kick off. Just swim a little bit. No, I won't move like I moved last time. I'm going to be right here. Yeah. Trust me. Keep your eyes on me. You can do it. Many of us have said that very thing. How about this one? I know I took the training wheels off, but you can do this. Just get on the bike and start. I'll hold the seat while we get going. But once you start to pedal, you'll do it. I won't let you fall. I won't let you get hurt. See, as parents, we're naturally encouraging. How about this one? You can walk to class by yourself. You can get there. Your teacher is going to be so nice. You'll make lots of friends. I'll be right here when you get out. See, it's not a coincidence that we say these things. It's not like it's an accident. In fact, we've had words of encouragement since the beginning of time. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure. See, encouragement through temptation and trials. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. So we do not lose heart, though the outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. See, we get encouragement through health issues and getting older. This next one is a little longer, but it's full of encouragement. Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look at him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. I fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer and want hunger, but those who seek us, the Lord, lack no good thing. Then the psalm continues on. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Man, the Psalms, what a wonderful place of encouragement. Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Psalm 9:9. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Listen to the Lord. Your daddy encourages you. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. The Lord, your daddy, will sustain you. Matthew 11:28-29. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. See, I can't be that kind of daddy. I can't fulfill those promises. I am just a man, just flesh and blood, imperfect in my quest to grow closer to my spiritual father, my daddy. It's liberating to me to see the words, to hear the voice of the Lord, and know that he is like me. He loves me just like I love my family. He created me just like I created. He provides just like I provide. He protects just like I protect. He encourages just like I encourage. All at once, he is me, and he is so much more than me. He is perfect, and he makes me more perfect. He is huge and powerful, and at the same time, he is right here with me. if I were more like him, maybe I'd look like this guy.
You awake?
Yeah, of course I'm awake. Is that a new mask?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's really creepy.
I know, right?
Yeah, good stuff.
Thanks.
Hey, let me introduce myself. My name is, and proud of it, and all dads should be.
Dad.
Why? You know why. Kids think we're awesome. We get our hands messy. We tell hilarious jokes. Hey, Nolan, we gotta get up, buddy.
Wake up, big lazy.
We never say no to dress up. We build the best forts.
We do work, and we do homework. We lead by example. We blow their minds.
Can't believe he's his father.
I know. That is called a plot twist. Being awesome isn't about breaking rules. It's about making them. Hot stuff coming through. Wife and the coffee. And breakfast is for breakfast. Hey, Nolan, give me a look here. Suggestion. That's a boy. That's a man. But it's also for lunch, dinner, and midnight snacks. Scraped knees aren't boo-boos. They are badges of bravery on the playground. Hey, Victoria, that profile pic? Awesome. When you're a dad, hugs can be bear hugs, but they can also be high fives, fist bumps, and next-level handshakes. Kids, they're our best friends. They're our greatest fans. Buddy, you've been gaining muscle mass. Nice. And they look to us like the same way we look at superheroes. Up, because we're taller. Now, dadhood isn't always easy. When a rule is broken, we're the enforcement. Hey, buddy, it's garbage day. But when a heart is broken, we're the reinforcement. And we wouldn't have it any other way. Because being a dad is awesome. Just like new peanut butter Cheerios are awesome. That's why it's the official cereal of dadhood. And this, my friends, you know you got it together, baby, now. This is how to dad.
When I first watched that commercial, I was like, yeah, right, that doesn't happen. That dad had it all together. He had the right word for every situation, never missed a beat, never lost his temper. He just strolled through the chaos like it was normal. Now, I don't think that the new peanut butter Cheerios thought that they would put out a commercial that would be used in a sermon, and I'm sure that that actor never thought that he'd be compared to God Almighty. But if you think about it, when I think about it, that picture is not too far off of the modern-day perfect dad. The Lord has it all together. He has all the right words. He's there to catch you. He's there to protect you. I will stop short of saying that he's eating peanut butter Cheerios. But he didn't do it all. He didn't do all of this at no cost. We don't call him daddy because we deserve to. We'll again let John tell us why. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Next week, when we celebrate Father's Day, let's celebrate not only our earthly fathers, but let's take a moment and talk with the Father, your daddy. He can't wait to hear your voice.